Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Can we be friends? I think we are friends. I know I'm friends with Jennifer Warren. I'm Doug Steffen, friends with Kara Schillen, and hopefully friends with you. I'm not sure I want to be friends with Nicholas Young, but I'm also not sure that we haven't been suckered again. People like this program because I take a different point of view when it comes to understanding what's really going on, or maybe reading between the lines, or just being suspicious of what people tell me versus what maybe really is. So the regular sleepy news media is headlining today. The arrest of a D.C. Metro policeman becomes the first police officer to be charged with aiding Daesh. The feds have been spending money following this guy for 6 years. They said Nicholas Young was shady. They started investigating him, found some things. He met with a guy who was plotting to blow up the Capitol building. He dressed up one night at a party as Jihadi John.
Who doesn't?
You know,
a Halloween party.
I'm surprised by how many stupid people dress up as stupid things for Halloween. Yeah.
This guy, in my opinion, is a stupid person who got suckered. How much money have we spent as taxpayers to have the FBI follow this guy around for 6 years?
But look, it's no joke. Stupid or not, if ISIS could have been really communicating with this guy, don't you think they would have loved to see if, I mean, they love blowing up stupid people.
Takes you 6 years to figure that out? Why does it take you 6 years to figure it out? Come on.
I don't know why they took him that long, but he really thought that he was communicating with
ISIS. The guy is a mental case. He shouldn't have even been a cop. That's what I want to know. How did he get to be a policeman? How did he get to own an AK-47? He was standing up in his apartment with his AK-47 sticking out the window, pointing it at these guys that are following him. Come on. What are you? You got to be nuts to think this guy isn't nuts. How did he get the gun? How did he get the job? That's what I want. I don't give a damn whether the FBI chased him around for a long time or not. Whether he was, if he was connected to Daesh and he could have. That's what they're doing. They sucker in these mental midgets. By definition, these people are insane. They're crazy. Why would you want to work for or help a group like Daesh unless you're crazy? So this guy's a policeman? How come he's a policeman? How come he got to buy an AK-47?
Because he's a policeman.
Oh!
I mean,
why is
because
he
didn't have a criminal past. Ah. I mean, you
did
you
he have a psychological past?
You can't take away Second Amendment rights because of the actions of a few. I mean, sadly, yes, we'd love to be able to do that.
No,
but
I
want to
know
can't.
More about this guy. I don't care about somebody else. I'm not suggesting we take away their rights because of what somebody else does. This guy was incompetent. He wasn't a police officer, or he was, but he ought not to have been. And he ought not to have had an AK-47. So that's where you start with this. And then the feds waste how much money and time chasing around? Now they look like, well, we caught the first cop who was bad. He's a, come on, who's buying that? I'm not for a second. Nincompoops. They're all nincompoops.
By the way,
yes.
I don't think Kara had heard mental midget before.
All right, there you go. Congratulations.
Come on, Jen, that was a secret message. It's a private message to you.
It's something people used to say before. It probably isn't PC anymore.
What, mental midget?
You're right. I haven't heard that one before.
What am I
though.
Supposed to say? Mental small person?
Yeah.
Mental midget's
be
fine.
I don't know. I hadn't heard it, so I just assumed it was one of your
mental
terms.
Midget is fine. I'm not taking that one back. Television report coming in a few minutes, by the way. Okay, so here's another misleading bit of information. I remember somebody, whether it was you, Kara, Jennifer, somebody called me out on this hot air balloon guy. Well, he only had one problem, baloney.
Oh,
the
no.
court records that
he
had been unsealed
problems.
Show this pilot of that hot air balloon that crashed in Texas last weekend had multiple convictions for drunken driving. He actually went to jail twice because he was a drunk driver. So these 16 people that went down in that balloon south of Austin, this guy had no business, no business piloting balloons or even having a driver's license. Six drunken driving convictions.
Do you need a driver's license to pilot a balloon?
No. You don't need any license to pilot a balloon.
See, this doesn't bother me. Like, I mean, I think it's something in hindsight where we go, wow, okay, this guy had a pretty colorful past. But when you get into a hot air balloon bucket with somebody, I mean, you're not asking to see their driver's license. I mean...
What are you asking to see?
Well,
I would be asking to see the door because I would not be doing that.
Apparently, there were numerous bad reports on the Better Business Bureau. So I guess it's just something you have to do your own research for before deciding to get onto
the hot air
balloon.
The ground is fine. You could just stay on it if you wanted to. I never understand. Can I just rant for a second?
Yeah,
never understand the attraction of hot air balloons. Like, they make it look so nice and romantic, and everybody's holding a glass of champagne and floating over the countryside. You do realize that you're standing in a $20 basket, right? And that there's just a balloon above you holding you up. There's no navigation. Like, you're just at will.
With wind. At the whim of the wind.
Like the craziest thing that people do. I don't get it. I'd rather jump out of a plane, I think.
Really? Well, you have a parachute anyway. Unless you're like
don't
the guy
do that
the day
either.
Who jumped out of the plane and he was using... How crazy are they? The world is full of crazy people.
I know.
Here's this guy that jumps out of a plane at 10,000 feet and he's aiming for a 100 by 100 foot trampoline that's 2 miles below him. He's got some GPS tracking thing so he can find out where the trampoline is he's going to land on. What are you? You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah.
But it's interesting conversation. Just don't do it yourself.
I don't understand why people have to push themselves like that. Like, take up a sport. I don't get that.
All right. It's Zika report time. We got time for the Zika report? Or should I save this for Ken? Maybe I save this for Ken.
Huh? All right.
Model Ashley Graham in the news today, posting on Instagram a photo of herself wearing a hot white top and a skirt combo with a leather jacket. When she looked at the comments, she was shocked at what she saw. People saying things like, quote, "I'm so disappointed in you. You don't love the skin you're in. You want to conform to Hollywood. You believe being skinnier is prettier." She continues, "To some, I'm too curvy. To others, I'm too tall, too busty, too loud, and now too small, too much."
Boy.
I saw her on the cover of some magazine. Was it Cosmo at the checkout counter, I think?
She's beautiful.
She is.
You know, I don't get it. And I think
people are assuming she's pregnant because of her size.
Right. People have been mean throughout history. I mean, I'm not saying that's new. But with social media, I mean, I get trolled all the time on Twitter by people who are mean, who want to say something about a tweet that I said. Like, I may send out just a news story, something, you know, that interests me. I send it out. And then I get, you know, called, well, why, you know, you must be X, Y, and Z if you're sending this story out. People, you know, live and let live. If you don't like what people are doing or what they look like or what they say, move on to the next one. Yeah.
Nanya.
A lot of choices out there.
Yeah,
and she says, she writes, she ended her essay with this line, "My body is my body. I'll call the shots." Good for you.
And that's the mentality that you have to have because no one is ever going to like you. I mean, I got so annoyed in college because, well, I mean, like, you're never going to be perfect for everyone. Everyone's always going to have a different idea about what you should be, whether, you know, you're too fat or too skinny. And when I was in college, I would get annoyed because, like I said earlier, I was playing water polo. So I was going to the gym 2 hours every night of the week. And, you know, people would be like, "Oh, Carrie, you're in good shape. You don't need to go to the gym." And I'm like, but that's how you stay in good shape, you know, and there's nothing wrong with working out. And she works out. But it's just, you know, people think that's what you want to hear because they think that you're skinny enough.
They don't think that's their whole bit here. In a moment, as the television report unfolds, there is a new co-host on The View. If you care, keep listening. If you don't care, there's something
keep
else.
Keep listening anyway.
Yeah, right. It's 43 past the hour.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So how much do you have to do for your kid to earn the title good parent? How much do you have to do for your child to earn the title good parent? Well, many parents believe they are not good parents unless they do everything for their kid. As a result, many children are growing up not knowing how to cook, clean, or take proper care of themselves. Here's the developmental science of it. bring a child into the house and you add about 50% more cooking, cleaning, and laundry.
You kids are driving me crazy!
The point here is that it's never too soon to involve children in housework. The earlier you involve them, the more likely they are to see these activities as responsibilities and routine.
They're not kids, they're midgets.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids are part of the family. Good parents involve their children and teach them how to do rather than doing things for them. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
It was October 12th, 1996, game one of the ALCS. Derek Jeter stepped up to the plate, and suddenly, this 12-year-old took his place in baseball history.
It's a high fly ball to right deep. Going back is Tarasco. To the wall, he's under it now, and it's taken away from him by a fan, and they're going to call it a home run. I can't believe it.
So where is Jeffrey Mayer now? Jeffrey's still all about baseball. He was a first-team all-conference player at Wesleyan University, where in 2006 he became the school's all-time leader in hits. And he was a baseball skills instructor for the actors in the ESPN miniseries The Bronx is Burning.
Wow, it's pretty unbelievable, and I didn't think it would ever happen to me.
Jeffrey Mayer. Just don't mention his name in Baltimore. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
A focus on what the president did. We're doing people news. President cut the prison sentences of 214 federal inmates in the slammer for nonviolent drug offenses. I completely support this. I'm pretty unsupportive of most everything that Boob does, but in this circumstance, this is a very good move because these people don't belong in jail, never should have gone to jail in the first place. I think that this president has cut the sentences short for more prisoners than any of the last nine presidents. But I think that in these circumstances, examining these people that are in jail, that ought not to be in jail, white-collar criminals, none of these people should be in jail. None of them. Zero.
Yeah, I feel like jail for a lot of people ends up being a place where you can just push these people aside who have done something kind of bad and then forget about them. And at some point, they're going to get out of jail. And it's just it's frustrating to me that jail is not rehabilitating people at all. I mean, it's literally just a holding place to put people and not worry about them, which for some people is good.
Nah.
But
it offers an incentive to do nothing. Do nothing.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's just frustrating because it's a place where people go, especially, you know, drug dealers who may have been okay. It's, you know,
well,
for them to go.
Drug dealers
and
drug users. These are people who are users. They are nonviolent. They are not. This is not about people who are behind bars for selling.
Yeah, it's a place where people go and then they learn worse
better.
Skills.
To be better criminals. Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly.
I'm
right.
all about, yeah, I mean, I'm all about them using, like, work programs instead of prisoners for low-threat criminals. Mm-hmm. I mean, even drug crimes. I mean, there should be a punishment. We have to try to teach people right and wrong, and sadly, sometimes that involves punishment. But for people like drug users, wouldn't it be cool if we did, like, a work program where you have to go clean up schools
yeah.
or,
yes.
or, you know, graffiti
Hello.
Artists have to go, you know,
ding, ding,
paint
ding,
the
but
side
nobody's
of
got
the
enough.
Freeways.
Yeah. Nobody's got enough imagination who seems to be in these federal positions.
There was 57 channels and another.
All righty, let's find out who the new View co-host is at 46 past the hour. Jennifer, Doug, let's see what we have from Sarah Haynes, new co-host of The View with Whoopi, Joy Behar, Candace Cameron. I don't know who she is. Who's she, Candace Cameron?
Candace Cameron, you do know her. She was in Full House, Candace Cameron Bure. She married the hockey player.
Okay.
No.
Anyway. This television show doesn't have it anymore, as far as I'm concerned. There are the conversation they used to have, and I don't even remember why it was that I found why I even had a television on at that time. But I found it appealing to listen to Joy and sometimes Wawa. And Whoopi.
It used to be a really cool thing to listen to these women talk about
Elizabeth
topics, but
it was good. Yeah, but
it got just, super political, and you know, then it just got divided, and then it became
boring.
Sort of like a hens meeting where they were just kind of
Ryan Stock, who is a Canadian daredevil, sword swallower, was shot in the neck. With a flaming arrow.
That's going to leave a mark.
By his fiance on TV on America's Got Talent. Amber Lynn Walker is supposed to hit an 8-inch target held by this guy in his mouth. But instead, this was, by the way, live on NBC. Howie Mandel, Heidi Klum, Simon Cowell in shock as they watch this guy gag in pain. Ugh. I'm okay, he assured the crowd. Simon Cowell, who created the program, said, "Why are we judging this act? Amber just shot Ryan. He needs to go to the hospital."
The voice of reason.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. These people.
No, I was watching it. I don't normally watch this show, but I watched it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was an older couple who was doing a tightrope act, and the guy was... Well, the woman was the one balancing, and the guy who was with her climbed up on her shoulders on this little tiny tightrope 100 feet in the air, and
Jeez.
Then she climbed up onto a chair onto the tightrope, and I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes and not watch, because stuff like this happens every now and then.
Right. Mm. Time Warner, Jen, has bought a 10% stake in Hulu. Why would that be? Well, you don't like Time Warner. I don't like Time Warner.
Well, Time Warner is actually doing a transition right now. So Time Warner has got, they're divesting their cable properties to Charter, to Spectrum. So they're getting rid of that. But they are staying involved in the programming business. And so this makes a little bit of sense for them to get involved with the programming and content happening at Hulu, because they are doing a lot of original stuff. And, you know, when cable can't beat them, you join them, right?
10 before the hour.